Thank you for calling Dial a Story. This is Little Red Riding Hood by the Brothers Grimm.
Part 1.
Once upon a time, there was a dear little girl who was loved by everyone who looked at her, but most of all by her grandmother, and there was nothing that she would not have given to the child. Once she gave her a little cap of red velvet, which suited her so well that she would never wear anything else. So she was always Little Red Riding Hood. One day her mother said to her, "Come, Little Red Riding Hood, here is a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Take them to your grandmother. She is ill and weak, and they will do her good. Set out before it gets hot, and when you are going, walk nicely and quietly, and do not run off the path, or you may fall and break the bottle. And then your grandmother will get nothing. And when you go into her room, don't forget to say good morning, and don't peep into every corner before you do it." "I will take great care," said Little Red Riding Hood to her mother, and gave her hand on it. The grandmother lived out in the wood, half a league from the village. And just as Little Red Riding Hood entered the wood, a wolf met her. Little Red Riding Hood did not know what a wicked creature he was, and was not at all afraid of him.
"Good day, Little Red Riding Hood,"
said he. "Thank you kindly, wolf."
"Whither away so early, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"To my grandmother's."
"What have you got in your apron?"
"Cake and wine. Yesterday was baking day, so poor sick grandmother is to have something good to make her stronger."
"Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Riding Hood?"
"A good quarter of a league farther on in the wood. Her house stands under the three large oak trees. The nut trees are just below. You surely must know it," replied Little Red Riding Hood. The wolf thought to himself,
"What a tender young creature. What a nice plump mouthful. She will be better to eat than the old woman. I must act craftily so as to catch both."
So he walked for a short time by the side of Little Red Riding Hood, and then he said,
"See, Little Red Riding Hood, how pretty the flowers are about here. Why do you not look around? I believe, too, that you do not hear how sweetly the little birds are singing. You walk gravely along as if you were going to school, while everywhere else out here in the woods is merry."
Little Red Riding Hood raised her eyes, and when she saw the sunbeams dancing here and there through the trees, and pretty flowers growing everywhere, she thought, "Suppose I take grandmother a fresh nosegay. That would please her too. It is so early in the day that I shall still get there in good time." And so she ran from the path into the wood to look for flowers. And whenever she had picked one, she fancied that she saw a still prettier one further on, and ran after it, and so got deeper and deeper into the wood. Meanwhile, the wolf ran straight to the grandmother's house and knocked at the door. "Who is there?"
"Little Red Riding Hood,"
replied the wolf.
"She is bringing cake and wine. Open the door."
"Lift the latch," called out the grandmother. "I am too weak and cannot get up." The wolf lifted the latch, the door sprang open, and without saying a word, he went straight to the grandmother's bed and devoured her. Then he put on her clothes, dressed himself in her cap, and laid himself in bed and drew the curtains. Little Red Riding Hood, however, had been running and picking flowers, and when she had gathered so many that she could carry no more, she remembered her grandmother and set out on the way to her. She was surprised to find the cottage door standing open, and when she went into the room, she had a strange feeling that she said to herself, "Oh dear, how uneasy I feel today, and at other times I like being with grandmother so much." She called out, "Good morning," but received no answer. So she went to the bed and drew back the curtains. There lay her grandmother with her cap pulled far over her face and looking very strange. "Oh, grandmother," she said, "what big ears you have."
"The better to hear you with, my child,"
was the reply. "But grandmother, what big eyes you have."
"The better to see you with, my dear,"
But grandmother, what large hands you have.
The better to hug you with.
Oh, but grandmother, what a terrible big mouth you have.
The better to eat you with.
And scarcely had the wolf said this, then with one bound he was out of bed and swallowed up Little Red Riding Hood. When the wolf had appeased his appetite, he lay down again in the bed, fell asleep, and began to snore very loud.
That was Little Red Riding Hood by the Brothers Grimm, Part 1. For past recordings, please visit our website at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.